आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं वादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
So we have seen, teacher has discussed about the five kosas and he has proved beyond doubt that these five kosas are not Atman. These five kosas are not Atman. Now he is telling to Shishya that go beyond these five kosas. And Shishya has done that. He has gone beyond. And after going beyond five kosas, he says, I am seeing abhava, I am seeing absence, nothing else I am seeing. Therefore, he says, mithyatvena, you said these five kosas are mithya, unreal. Therefore, you transcend them. Mithyatvena nisaddesu, you asked me to negate it. I did that. Kosesu, etesu, panchasu, these five kosas. Annamay? सर्वम अभावम बिना किंचित न पश्यामि अत्र हे गुरु, हे गुरु आई एम नॉट सीइंग एनीथिंग अदर देन अभाव। सर्वम अभाव, देयर इज नथिंग देयर, आई एम सीइंग ओनली अभाव, ओनली एब्सेंस। विज्ञेयम् किम वस्तु अस्ति स्वात्मनः आत्मविपश्चित, व्हाट इज देयर टू बी नोन आफ्टर दैट, व्हाट इज देयर बाय सीइंग व्हिच आई विल गेट लिबरेटेड। यू से यू विल बी लिबरेटेड, मुक्ति मिल जाएगा, बट आई एम सीइंग ओनली एब्सेंस, कुछ नहीं है। देन गुरु सेज सत्यम उक्तम, यू आर सेइंग व्हाट एवर यू आर सेइंग इट इज ट्रू, सत्यम उक्तम त्वया बाय यू विद्वन निपुणों से विचारे ना, बट इन विचार यू आर निपुण, You are clever. You have done a wonderful thing. I appreciate it. You have done the vichar. Nipun. You are nipun in vichar. Aham adi vikaraste tad abhavo. Tad abhavo. I am api anu. That tattva, he sees all the aham. Aham here represents all five kosas. He sees the modification of these five kosas and the absence of also that. Absence of also that. So the ultimate seer is the seer of all the modification, all the thoughts, and also the absence of all thoughts. That is, in deep sleep, there is absence of all thoughts. That also is seen. And when in the waking state, all the thoughts are there, he is illuminating all the thoughts also. And in the deep sleep, it illumines the absence of all thoughts also. Sarve yena anubhuyante, by that everything is known. Now he is telling the quality of that consciousness. Sarve, everything is known. Anubhuyante, experience. Yes, swayam na anubhuyate, but you cannot experience him like an object. The Atma Tattva cannot be experienced like an object. But everything is known because of its presence. Sannidhi Matrena, everything is known by its presence only. If that Atma Tattva is not there, then this hand will not start moving, eyes will not see. We are able to function because of its presence. Tat Atmanam Veditaram, know that to be Atman. What is that Atman? Because of its presence, everything is functioning. You cannot make him as an object. You cannot show Atman in the test way. This is Atman, you see. No, not like that. But how will I come to know? Viddhi buddhya susuchmaya. You can understand it. You can know it by buddhi. What type of buddhi? Susuchmaya. Not only subtle, very subtle. What is the meaning of subtle? So we should try to make our buddhi subtle. Usko thoda sa ragdo. No. Subtle means pure buddhi. Yeah. When your mind is pure, when your intellect is pure, then you will be able to know it. Agyana, what are two steps for the realization? Purity of mind. Number two. So you will understand it only when susuchmaya, when your mind is pure. How you will make your mind pure? Karma yoga. The best thing is to do karma yoga. Then you will be able to understand it. Okay, very good. Then after that, tat sachikam bhavet tat yat yad yad yena anubhuyate. Tat sachikam bhavet. That which is witnessed by something else has the letter as its witness. If I am seeing this speck cover, so I am witness. But if this is not there, can I say I am sakshi? In the sport, we say we are spectator. You are sitting in the stadium. But if there is no sport going on, can you say that I am a spectator? In the house, you can be a spouse, husband or wife. Can you in the office say I am a husband or wife? No. In the class, I am teaching. If the student is there, then I am a teacher. If there is no student, can I call myself I am a teacher? No. Qualification is something else. In presence of that, I am teacher or a spouse or witness. But if the object is not there, how can you say it is witness? This is being explained because the student has transcended five kosas. There is nothing there. Then he is saying, can you call it a sakshi also? Sakshi means what? When something is there, then you are witnessing that. Then it is sakshi. When nothing is there, can you call it a sakshi? No. Aso swasachiko bhavo yata svena anubhuyate. And that is, at that time, What is that Sakshi? That Sakshi is Swasakshi, is witnessing itself. That's all. What else you can see? There is nothing there to be witnessed. Swasakshi, it is witnessing itself. Atah param swayam sachat pratyagatma nachetara. And that is what? That is Atman, that is the Supreme Self, which is inside you. Pratyagatma. Pratyagatma, which is inside. Pratyagatma. Na cha itara. It is not other than this. That is Brahman. So Brahman is not different from me. I am Brahman. Then he further explained verse number 217. We just read that verse last time. Jagrat swapna suzukti su sputataram ya aso sam ujrimbate. Jagrat swapna. In Jagrat, waking state. Swapna, dream state. And susupta, deep sleep state. Sputataram clearly, yah, that which, also this, sam ujrimbate, clearly manifest. It is clearly manifesting in all three states, waking state, dream state, and deep sleep state. Clearly, it is manifesting. Why are we not experiencing? You are experiencing in three states, you are not giving attention. Your attention is outside. Why are we not experiencing? Shankaracharya says it is there. Clearly it manifests. Sam ujrimbate. Clearly it is there. But we are not experiencing. Why you are not experiencing? Because you are associated with something which is going outside. You are associated with OET. You are associated with the vritti. You are associated with the thought. Therefore, you are not able to see the illuminator of thought. Thought is there. You know that thought. And we all know that thought is inert. Who is giving sentience to that thought? That entity which gives sentience to thought is already there. But I am not experiencing. Why I am not experiencing? I am not experiencing because I am identified with the thoughts. I am not seeing the illuminator. And the classic example given by Mahatma is that in the light of this light, we are seeing all the specifics. Each person I am seeing clearly. I am seeing window, fan and everything, chair, table, everything I am seeing clearly. But we are missing the light. In the presence of the light, we are able to see everything. Similarly, we are identified with the vritti, but we don't see the illuminator of the vritti. Therefore, we miss it. Pratyak rupataya sada aham aham iti antas purana ekadaha. Pratyak rupataya. Pratyak is inner. As inner self, sada, always, it is not, aisa nahi hai ki ek bar aata, ek bar chala gaya. No, it is sada, it is always present. Always present. How it is there? Aham, aham, iti, aham, aham. It says, I. The last session I was telling, we need breath, we are saying, so ham. If you want to listen to that, you have to close your eyes, you have to close your ears like this and take a deep breath. You will listen, so release it, you will say so hum. I mean every breath is, but we are not giving attention to that. So aham aham iti antar, within, spuran, shining, ekadha, same way. It is not that it is sometimes going up, sometimes going down. Ekadha, same way. Continuously, aham, 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 it is saying. That which is perceived inwardly as I, it is always there. In Upadeshar, we have seen, ahami linake api alay sattaya. But we know one aham. What is that aham? Our Gurudev used to say, small I and big I. We know small I. Small I means? Ego. That also there is a chetan there in ego also. This ego is jiva. This ego is called jiva. We know jiva, we know ego. But we don't know the big I. In Upadesars it is said, when this small I goes away, then what will remain? What was the procedure said there in the Upadesar? How you go to the Suddhaham? Yes, you have to divide ahamvritti and idamvritti. The thought is to be divided into ahamvritti and idamvritti. Idamvritti means this is chair, this is table, this is spoon. This is idamvritti. But ahamvritti has to be present to experience idamvritti. So aham is always present in all vrittis. So you discard, negate idamvritti, come to the ahamvritti, which is small I. And then you see where from this small eye is being illumined, is coming up, that is Shuddha eye. Yeah. That was stated in our Upadesa. So we can experience that also in Panchadasi. Vidyaran Swami says, he gets angry. I am telling you so clearly. You are Brahman, you experience this way, but this student said, no, I am not experiencing. So he said, you are jadamati, you are moodamati, you are fool. I am telling you so clearly, but still you are not understanding. Inside I, the big I is shining. Nana akar vikar bhagin iman pasyan aham di mukhan. Nana various. Akar forms. Vikar moderations. So nana, various types of forms they are coming. Vikar bhagin or vikar bhajin. This is path bheda. Iman, these, pasyan, seeing. Pasyan, seeing. Is present continuous. It's continuously seeing. It is not that at the night is not seeing. Continuously pasyan. Continuously seeing. Aham dhi mukhan. Aham ego dhi intellect. The ego and intellect is continuously seeing that. Nana akar. They are being seen by pasyan, me. All these are being seen. How is that? Nitya ananda chidatmana spurati tam viddhi swam etam hridi. Nitya. It is eternal. Eternal. How is that? Ananda swarup. It is bliss. It is always bliss. It's not like that kabhi dhup, kabhi chhau. No. Always ananda sarupa. Chidatmana. It is the nature of chit, consciousness. Spurati is science. Tam viddhi. Tam is that. Viddhi, you know. Evam, your own etam hridi. In your own heart. You don't have to go out. It is present in your own heart. Which is signing like aham, aham, aham. Continuously, ekadha. There is no vikar in that. It illuminates all nana akar, nana vikar, various forms and various modifications. Everything it is illuminating. Where is that? It is in my own heart. That is my own self. My own self is not different from Brahman. It is with me. Experience that. Nitya ananda, it is blissful existence. It is always there. It is nitya, constantly shining. It is with me. I am that. Gurudev writes, the Atman is clearly manifest in waking, deep and deep sleep state. That one in whose presence all experiences at all times throughout life are taking place is the self in us. The consciousness which illumines the objects of the world in my waking state and the experience within during my dream state and also the absence of things during my deep sleep state is the self in me. It is not outside. It is shining and it is illuminating presence and absence of thoughts. This self which illuminates the experiences in all three planes of consciousness is to be very clearly known and experienced. That is Atman. That is me. Even if you say, oh, that is Atman which is illuminated. You are that. You have to come to that state. I am that. When I start a sincere inquiry into this great reality, I am compelled by the very nature of the inquiry to withdraw from all my perceptions, emotions and thought. If you want to start this inquiry, what you have to do? You have to withdraw from OIT. You have to withdraw from the world. You have to negate three bodies, gross body, subtle body and the causal body. You have to negate five koshas. Then you will reach there. What then remained is the eternal, changeless bliss. The student negated everything, but he said it was above. Now teacher is saying, Gurudev is saying, after negating what remains, he says, it is eternal, changeless bliss. This existence, knowledge, bliss, absolute, Satchidanand, is to be realized in one's own heart. You have to realize in your own heart by closing your eyes, by withdrawing from OIT, and after that, by open eyes also, you can see it everywhere. So first you have to realize within. And then after that, you can see it. So for seeing it, what is required is tattva sparsi buddhi. Tattva sparsi buddhi, pure intellect required. Pure intellect is required. So sukshmaya is required. In Gita also it is said, sukhena brahma svansparsam atyanta sukham asnute. Gita also says the same thing. You can experience that. So by listening, we should experience it. It is not like that, abhi sun liya ghar ja ke, I have to reflect on it, and after that I will sit in nidhi dhyasan and then experience. No. Sravan matrena jnanam bhavati. If you are uttam adhikari, by sravan matrena jnanam bhavati. Immediately it will happen. But person with the gross intellect, he is seeing, listening, seeing ego, but not seeing the substratum of ego, not seeing the substratum of small I, not seeing the illuminator of small I. The big I is present there. Now, Guru now proceeds to answer question, why Sakshi of all state, Atman cannot be thus distinctly or clearly known, and proceed to show with an example that delusion is the cause. Now Shankaracharya is going to tell why we are not able to see it. What is the problem?
Ghatodake bimbitamarka bimbam. Ghatodake bimbitamarka. Alokya muro ravimeva manyate. Alokya muro ravimeva manyate. Tathachidabhasam upadhi samstam.
Tathachidabhasam upadhi samstam.
Bhrantyahamitteva jado bhimanyate. Bhrantyahamitteva jado bhimanyate. Ghatodake bimbitamarka bimbam. Alokya muro ravimeva manyate. Tathachidabhasam upadhi samstam. Bhrantyahamitteva jado bhimanyate.
Now these two verses, verse number 218 and 219, both Tapovan Maharaj and Gurudev said that these two verses help them most in sadhana. They are very good verses. It helps them there in sadhana. The question will come, हाउ डू यू नो, आपको कैसे पता है? गुरुजी टोल्ड अस दैट गुरुदेव टोल्ड टू गुरुजी दैट दीज टू वर्सेस एंड गुरुदेव सेड तपोवंती महाराज सेड मी दैट दिस टू वर्सेस हेल्प मी इन द साधना. Therefore, by Guru Parampara, we come to know that these two verses are very, very helpful to understand that tattva. It helps in our sadhana. So, iti susrusa dhiranam. We have heard it from our Guru Parampara. So, what is this? Ghatodake bimbatam arka bimbam. Ghat, again the pot has come. Ghat pot. There are two theories, theories of conditioning and theory of reflection. Now, ghat is used for both theory of conditioning. When there is a ghat, we say this is a pot space and there is a total space outside. Ghat. Now, the same ghat is being used by Shankaracharya ji for theory of reflection, pratibimbabad. And the theory of conditioning is called avachedvad. Avached means the space is conditioned. Now we call this is shrine. Why we call it shrine? Because we have covered four walls and we have said this is shrine. The smaller space, we say this is our bookstore, this is our office, this is dining room, this is bedroom and this is. But actually what is this? This is all total. Break this wall. This pot space or this space will become total space. So this is called avachedvad, conditioning. Now here Shankaracharya ji saying, ghatodake in the water of jar. Jar means there is a pot and in pot there is water. Ghatodake bimbitam, reflected, ark bimbam, ark means sun. Bimbam means reflection of sun. It's a very simple example. There is a pot, in pot there is water, in water there is a reflection of sun. Pratibimbe. Acha. So some seeing the reflection say sun is here. You know, seeing the reflected sun in the water, sun yahan hai. Who says like that? Alokya mudho rabimeva manate. Alokya means seeing. Mood, a fool. Ravim eva manyate. He considers the reflected sun as sun. He considers reflected sun in the pot as sun. Will you consider that? There is a ghat. There is a pot. In pot there is water. And there is a sun above. And the reflection of sun is there. Will you consider the reflected sun as sun? It is different. A simple example. Okay, then what is the problem? Tatha chidabhasam upadi sanstham. Tatha, same way. Chidabhasam, chidabhasam, reflected consciousness. Reflected consciousness, chidabhasam, upadhi sanstham, which is in the upadhi, caught in the upadhi. Caught in the upadhi means where it is caught, in the gross body or in the subtle body? In the subtle body, in the intellect, buddhau. So if you want to meet Atman, where you have to go? To your gross body or to subtle body? You have to withdraw from the gross body and you have to go in inside subtle body. Bhrantya aham iti evam jada abhimanyate. Bhrantya, due to delusion. So what is about aham iti evamante, as I consider that small I, that reflected consciousness, small I, as big I. Who is this person? Jada, he is a fool. Abhimanyate, he identifies with that small eye and says, I am small eye, I am now limited, I am agitated, I am happy. It is all small eye which gets agitated happy, sorrowful, the big I never gets affected. Big I never gets affected. Premalji is not there to prove it. By seeing red rose, my eyes don't become red. So big I is never affected. Achha. So when the reflection of consciousness happens in mind, ego is born. You cannot stop this reflection. When water is there, sun is there, there will be reflection. When body is there, when mind is there, reflection of consciousness will happen in mind. But what happens at that time? Ego is born. The small I is born at that time. That is Bhranti. Who am I? Am I the small I or the big I? Who am I? Am I reflected consciousness or the consciousness? Consciousness. But the Mura considers reflected consciousness as consciousness. He thinks, I am happy, I am unhappy. Who is experiencing this, I am happy, unhappy? It is the small I. Why small I? It is in the mind. All sukh, dukkha are experienced in mind. And who is the seer of all this sukh, dukkha, vritti? Big I. Big I not affected by that. So where is the real sun? Is it in the pot? Break the pot, you will find the real sun, reflected sun gone. Break five kosas, including your mind and intellect, what remains? Will you see reflected consciousness? There are three things. One pot, there is a water in that, and there is a reflection of consciousness. And we all agreed that reflected sun in the water is not the real sun, is not the original sun, it's different. The sun in the reflected water can corrugate. If we move the water, but the real sun is not affected by that. If I break the pot, breaking the pot means break the gross body. This pot is the gross body. Water is subtle body. The moment pot is broken, subtle body is also gone. Can you see reflection if the water is not there? There is no water. Is the sun there or not? Negate five kosas. What will remain? Pure consciousness will remain. Let us see what Gurudev says. Beautifully he says, nobody can write a commentary like that. Anyone who cries out the sun has fallen into a bucket of water on the veranda is indeed a fool. Those who consider themselves fallen into PFT are equally foolish. In both cases, it is only the reflection. The sun is reflected in the water and consciousness plays upon the thoughts in the mind. Is it clear? Ekdam clear. Sun is reflecting in the water and consciousness is reflecting in all the thoughts in the mind. This reflection of reality upon the thought is called Chidabhas. What are the other words we use? Chidabhas? Chit Chaya? Chit Pratibhim? These are the other synonyms for that. It is the consciousness playing upon the thoughts and dancing to their rhythm, just as the reflected sun in the bucket dances when the water are disturbed. I say, I am agitated, I am bad, I am good. What is this I? It is the Chidabhas, the reflected consciousness. This is PFT, this is your ego, small I. The consciousness functioning through my BMI equipment. So all the agitations are experienced by ego. Once you understand that the sun is in the heavens, then let the sun in the bucket be broken into 1,000 pieces. You are not worried about the future existence of sun. Only an insentient fool who considers the reflected sun to be the real one will worry about the safety when they actually see the sun in the bucket shattered to 1,000 pieces. I was looking into a lake and admiring my charming form when suddenly my reflection broke into pieces. Will I be foolish enough to weep and die, saying I am broken? I understand that it is my reflection only. If I have not forgotten myself, I can watch the reflection and enjoy whenever the water are rippled by the breeze and my reflection consequently gets corrugated. I shall lop at the ugliness of my reflection and still remain unaffected. But if a fool has forgotten himself and has identified himself with the own reflection, he will suffer when he directly perceives himself to be squeezed out of shape in the restless waters of some cruel breeze created by an unmerciful and blind God. Now let us go a little bit further inside. We have studied Drigdrishya Vivek also. Have you studied? In Drigdrishya Vivek you will find Chaya Ahankaryo Ekyam Tap Prapya Pindavan Matam. It is considered by wise that the identity of reflection of consciousness and ego is like tapta ay pindavat matam. They become one. Ego became sentient because of the reflected consciousness. So there is a iron ball. Iron means iron. Iron ball. You put it in the fire. What happens? After some time, this ball will become red, hot. It takes all the properties of the fire. Similarly, this ball gives all its property to fire, anun and adhyas. It becomes one. Similarly, chaya. Chaya means? Pratibim, chidabhas, chichaya. Same thing. So in this verb, it is said upadhi sanstam, but in Drigdrishya Vivek, it was said ahankar. Same thing. Upadhi sanstam, upadhi sanstam, intellect. Where the reflection will happen? It is in the intellect only. I am trying to compare Drigdrishya Vivek and Vivek Chudamani. It is saying same thing. Vivek Chudamani is by Drigdrishya Vivek. They are saying, all saints are saying the same thing. In ignorance, we don't consider ourselves as Sakshi. We don't consider ourselves Sakshi. We have already seen what is the definition of Sakshi, what is the definition of Jeev, what is the Shuddha Chetan. Do you remember? The Shuddha Chetan becomes Sakshi when the Chetan has got a conditioning. We call it is Sakshi. He becomes limited. He can only witness all what is happening in this conditioning. Therefore, my Sakshi cannot become your Sakshi, because my Sakshi is conditioned by one equipment, it is called Antahkaran. But it is same Chetan has become Sakshi. And Jiva, who is Jiva? Again Chetan. It also has got a conditioning. But now this Jiva is identified with this Antahkaran. It's Chetan. So in ignorance, we don't consider ourselves as Sakshi. The same Chetan, Shuddha Chetan becomes Sakshi. With some circumstances, become Jiva. Sometimes you become Krishna also. Same Chetan. Therefore, from the standpoint of Chetan, we are one. If I say, I am Brahman, that means what? Without body, I am Brahman. I am equal to Lord Krishna, Lord Rama without conditioning. With conditioning, we are different. With conditioning means with upadhi. He has got a Satya Pradhan Upadhi, I have got a Rajasthamas Pradhan Upadhi. We are different. From the standpoint of Atman, we are one and same. But with Maya, with Upadhi, we are different. With Upadhi, we all are different. But from the standpoint of Atman, we are one and same. Therefore, we say, I am Brahman. What is the nature of this self? Na udeti na astam iti esa na vriddhim yati na sayam swayam vivati yatha anyani vase sadhanam vina. Have you studied this? You are taking Drigdisha Vivek. That is why you are saying yes. It is again from Drigdisha Vivek. What is the nature of this self? Na udeti. There is no rise or no setting. Na uday, like sunrise or sunset. Does it really happen, sunrise, sunset? From the standpoint of sun, it is not happening. From the standpoint, we are on this prithvi, on this planet, we say, now sunrise, there is a sunset, sunrise. Na udayati na astamiti esa na vriddhim yati na chayam. There is no growth, there is no decay in that. Na vriddhi na chayam. Swayam vivati atha anyani. Swayam vivati. You don't need another lamp to see sun. Do you need? Similarly, the Atman is also swayam vivati. You don't need any instrument to see that Atman. Did you get it? To see sun, you don't need another lamp. Do you need? Why? Because it is self-illuminating. Similarly, the Atman is also self-illuminating. You don't require any instrument to know or experience it. Our fault is that we want to grab that Atman like this. I want to see. No, you can't see it. We want to see with our organs of perception, perceive it by mind. No, it is just behind mind. It is subtler than mind. Therefore, mind also cannot grasp it. So, there is a ghat. We consider ourselves limited. We are really speaking, we are infinite. But we consider ourselves finite. Why we consider ourselves finite? Because there is an antakarana. We say we are limited only this much. Break this kosa. You are infinite. So ignorant person will say sun is in reflection. Ignorant will say sun is in reflection of water, but it is not real sun. He is not looking high, he is looking down. A fool who is saying that reflected sun, he is looking down, he is not seeing the sun in the sky. Therefore, what is our position? We are seeing the thoughts. We are seeing the mind. But we are not seeing the illuminator of mind. Acha, one thing more. Is the real sun not illuminating the pot, the water and the reflected sun? All three are known by the presence of that sun. Is it not so? Similarly, in our mind, reflected consciousness is also known by that chetan only. So what is realization? If we ignore the reflected sun and see high in the sky, that is realization. If we, instead of seeing the reflected consciousness, see where from it is coming, go deep down. You'll find the consciousness is there. If reflected consciousness is there, then sun has to be there. Is it not so? Sun means the real chetan. If pratibimb is there, then bimb has to be there. When reflection is there, then the real sun has to be there. When reflected consciousness is there, the real consciousness is also there. Otherwise, reflection can never happen. Next.
ghatam jalam tad gatamar kavimam ghatam jalam tad gatamar kavimam vihaya sarvam vinirikshater kah vihaya sarvam vinirikshater kah tatastayetat tritayava bhasakah tatastayetat tritayava bhasakah swayam prakasho vidushayatha tatha swayam prakasho vidushayatha tatha ghatam jalam tad gatamarkabimmam vihaya sarvam vinirikshater kah tatastayetat tritayava bhasakah swayam prakasho vidushayatha tatha.
So now sadhana is given in this verse. If we want to know who we are, then we have to do this. We have to see sun. Our attention is to be diverted to sun. Only this much is to be done. So ghatam jalam tadgatam arkabimba. Ghatam, there is a ghat. In that ghata, in that pot, there is water. And in that water, there is a pratibimba, there is a reflection of sun. So three things are there. If we want to compare with Dhritirishya Vivek, it is Chichaya Aveshato Buddhau Bhanam Dhistu Didhastita. Chichaya, reflected consciousness is there. Aveshato, on account of entering into it, Buddhau in the intellect, Bhanam, there is awareness, Dhistu in the intellect, Didhastita. There are two kinds, that is ego and Manabuddhi Chit. This is divided in Dhritirishya Vivek. Just for your reference. So, ghatam jalam ark pratibimba. Acharya says, what is to be done? Bihaya sarvam vinirikshate arka. Bihaya, leaving aside. Leaving aside sarvam. Sarvam means all these three. All these three means ghat, water, and reflected sun. Bihaya. Inko chhod do. Leaving aside, vinirikshate arka, see the self as luminous sun. If you want to see sun, really speaking, there are four things. The real sun, there is a pot, in pot there is a water, there is a reflected consciousness. There are four things. Now if you want to see the real sun, what do you have to do? Don't you have to withdraw your attention from ghata and the water and the reflected sun and see the original sun? So intelligent person leaves aside jar, water and the reflected sun in it and sees the self as the luminous sun. A fool sees only three. A jnani sees only three. Ghat, in ghat there is water and the reflected. He doesn't see the original sun. Now Acharya says, what you have to do? Withdraw your attention from these three. If you want to see the real sun, what you have to do? You have to withdraw your attention from these three and see the sun. Sun is illuminating all three. Sun is illuminating all three. Ghat also, the water in ghat also, and the reflected consciousness also. It is illuminating. Tatastha etat tritiya abhasaka. Tatastha means independent. That sun is independent and is the illuminator, abhasaka, is the illuminator of all these three. All these three means ghata, pot, and the water in pot, and the reflected consciousness. It is being seen in the light of sun. He is the illuminator of all these three. So tatastha means standing apart. And that sun has nothing to do with these three. So what is happening in the ghat? If because of the breeze there is a movement in the water, in the ghat, it's not affected by that. Not affected by that. Our Gurudev says, you see, mood will see three. There are four things. There is original sun, there is a reflected sun, there is water and pot. Four things are there. But fool is seeing three. He is not seeing the pole. If reflected sun is there, the real sun has to be there. If reflected consciousness is there in us, then the real consciousness, unconditioned consciousness, is definitely there. So Gurudev writes here, when we perceive the reflected sun in a jar of water, there are three things: the jar, the water, and the reflection of the sun in it. As long as our attention is on the reflection, the real sun is not perceivable. In order to see the sun, we have to lift our eyes high up from the jar, the water, and the reflection. In the sun, there is no jar, no water, no reflection. Do you all agree? In the sun, there is no pot, there is no water, and there is no reflection in sun. These three are symbolical examples to help us understand the play of self. This is called tatas lakshan. You know the sun to be without jar, the water, and the reflection. And if you are told the house on which the crow is sitting in Sri Gopal's residence, then every time you pass by, you don't look on the crow, do you? Tatas lakshan, identifying a thing which is not integral part of that. Here you will find in any division you will go, you will find all similar houses. And you are driving, if I have to say, which one is the Vivek's house? So by chance, if some cow is sitting there in front of his, but there is no cow here. Crow, acha, kabhi kabhi we can see crow here. If crow is sitting on the house of Vivek, oh, that house belongs to Vivek. But the crow is not the integral part of that house. Not the integral part of the house. But next time, do you need the crow to be there to identify the house of Vivek? No, I don't need. Once you know the house, the crow becomes dispensable. In this case, the crow is only a convenient, temporary, extraneous factor which helped in the first instance to distinguish the Gopal house from the array of all other houses. This method is called tatas lakshan. The crow is not the part of the house, but it helps us to distinguish a particular house. The crow is tatastha. Once you know the sun, you will understand that it is illuminator of jar, water, and the reflection. Nobody need illuminate the sun. It is self-effulgent. It is its own light. In the light of the sun, all other things are illumined. Similarly, the wise man realizes the self. Apply the analogy subjectively to your own life and contemplate jar, the body, water, the thought, the reflected sun, ego, the sun in heaven, the supreme reality, which illumines all these three. So what is this ghata? Now we have to compare it. The example is given. Now we have to apply on our own body. Ghat. This is called ghat. Ghat ghat mein panchi bole. There are many bhajans which say this body as a ghat. Ghat bhitar prabhu vyap raho, aaj saki sadguru ghar aayo. Bhajan. Ghat ke andar, that is there. And the ghat, if you have witnessed cremation in India, the original way, not in the chamber. There is a procedure when you are asked to break a pot also. Isn't it? Break the pot, cut. Jalam, what is jal? The water is mind. In mind there are vrittis. And vritti is the perfect medium for all the reflections it catches. Vritti is inert, but it is being illumined by that consciousness. Pratibodha viditam, in each and every thought it is there. In each thought. So Sakshi has become Chidabhas, or Chit has become Chidabhas. Real Chit has become the original Chetan. When it has got a conditioning, we call it Sakshi. Or the same thing has become Chidabhas, Pratibimb also. if sun is not there, can you have a reflection of consciousness? No. If Atman is not there, can there be a reflection in the body, in the mind? No. It cannot happen. So one is conditioned, limited. So chit chaya has become limited. And chit is? We are identified with chit chaya, chit pratibimba, chidabhas. It's nothing but chit only, but it is conditioned. We have to know that we are that original self, chit. So realization is shifting our attention to substratum from gross body, subtle body and reflected consciousness. So ghat is gross body. Water in that ghat is subtle body. And reflection is reflected consciousness, chidabhas, chit pratibim. So if I want to realize, what I have to do? Withdraw from these three, divert your attention, and then you will find it. Swayam prakasa vidisha yatha tatha, swayam prakasa, self-luminous. Like sun is self-luminous. Sada prakasa, vidisha by the wise, yatha, just as, tatha, so too. So we are trapped in body, mind, and reflected consciousness. Our attention is only up to these three. But it is said you have to go beyond it. Go beyond it means don't destroy your body. Don't destroy your mind. Just negate it, falsify it, and go beyond it. I am not reflected consciousness. I am that consciousness. And if you have got this experience, stronger the conviction that I am that Chetan, then you are Atmanishta, Brahmanishta. That is abiding in that. Continuously thinking about that. I am Brahman, I am Brahman. So why there is nanatva? Why there are so many things? Because consciousness is one. But the ghat are many. Ghat means the pots are many. If you keep 1,000 pots and fill it with the water, you will see 1,000 reflected sun. Is it not so? So simple. So why we are seeing so many? Because so many ghat are there, so many pots are there. But the consciousness, the sun is one only. But pratibimba, the reflection of sun will be many. So now the question comes, who are you? Are you pratibimba or bimba? Are you sun or the reflected sun? Are you reflected consciousness or the real sun consciousness? Batao kya ho? We are all real consciousness. So will this verse 218 and 219 will help us in our sadhana? Reflect on it.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo.